In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you know that we are still reading the same chapter from the beginning of the month of Kiak, so the church prepared that we read only the chapter, the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, because it's telling us about the story of a nativity. Last week we heard that when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, and he told her that she is gonna give birth to the Lord God, the Holy One, God Himself. Of course, Saint Mary not the source of His divinity, but because His divinity was completely with His humanity together in one, so we call her the Mother of the Lord. Actually, imagine that somebody told you that you're gonna be a pregnant and your son will be the President of the United States. Trust me, nobody will can talk to you anymore. You will keep saying, my son, in my womb now, he will be the President of the United States after 30 years. But Mary did something completely different. And this is because God had chosen her, because she is very unique in her humility and in her faith. She's very unique. So as you can see that when she heard that Elizabeth, the old lady, she's going to give birth, while the angel said to her, you are will be the best lady ever in the whole world. No one like you. What she did? She ran to serve Elizabeth. And Mary, my son Mary was unique also that she never asked the people, she never went wait to the people to ask her for a service. No, she offers her services even without asking. And this is exactly what happened. That and at the temple she was serving, and now she is running to the mountain, to Judah, to help Elizabeth. When she entered the house of Zacharias, she greeted Elizabeth. That when Elizabeth heard her greetings, she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she spoke out with the Holy Spirit. So anything she says is from the Holy Spirit. What she said, she spoke and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is that granted to me that the mother of my Lord? So we are very biblical people. We didn't change anything, as the Bible said. So those who are saying that Saint Mary, she is not a mother of the Lord, she's not. They are not biblical. They are not going with the Bible at all. She said to her that, mother of the Lord, come to me. It's a story of humility. She's humble, Saint Mary, and also Elizabeth, she's a wife of a priest, a very important priest, but she put herself down and said that I'm not worthy that you come and visit me. And when you greet me, just my babe in my womb was leaped in my womb for joy. I think the mothers can feel their babies in their wombs. So she knew very well that he was dancing. Leaped, he was dancing, jumping. It's the same word for David the prophet when he was in front of the tabernacle dancing. It is the same word it's used here, that the babe was leaped in her womb for joy. Blessed she who believed. This is the second one. So the first one, that she is very humble. And even if you see that Mary didn't answer Elizabeth, she didn't say, yes, yes, you know, God is choosing me for over all the ladies of the world, you know. No, she didn't say that. But she didn't even talk to her back. She talked to God. And this is one of the things that the saints always doing, talk to God, not to the people. And she kept praising the Lord. And she said, my soul magnifies the Lord. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. She kept praising the Lord because she was so happy that the Lord used her to incarnate and became man. So two things in Saint Mary, the humility and the faith. She believed. And when the angel told her, she said, okay, I'm a maidservant of the Lord. Let it be according to your will, according to your word. And this is one of the main characteristics of those who believe in God. They have to be humble, down to earth, and also, do you know, most of our problem is pride. Pride, the sin of pride. Most of our problem. How come? How dare that guy or that girl saying to me like that or talking to me in that way? But Mary was unique in her faith. She believed. And the faith is very important for us as Christians. And to have faith, you have to be simple. I know we are very complicated now. Very complicated. Imagine your brain, it's like a broken computer. Because it's always thinking and thinking and thinking. Even you go to sleep and still thinking and thinking about anything. Why he talked to me like that? And if somebody smiled at your face, yeah, his smile not good, you know? He meant something else. Yeah, he's smiling, but his heart not with me. Why? You have to be simple. Simplicity is very important. You might heard about that lady a few months ago. One of the guys went to Upper Egypt from Cairo, went to Upper Egypt to serve. And he gave them a lecture or a sermon. And I think he was talking about devils or something like that. He said, don't fear anything. And if you see something you're scared of, just make the sign of the cross and say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you. So that's it. He will not touch you. So after he finished his lecture, everyone went to his home. A lady at midnight came to Abuna's house, and she kept knocking his door. Abuna, open, open. Midnight. So Abuna opened and said, what's going on? She said, where is the teacher, the young man? He said, he's sleeping. No, wake him up. He has to come with me now to the house. He said in the morning, no, he has to come now. So Abuna couldn't leave the young man alone, so he went with him. What they found? The lady, she was sleeping, and when she opened her eyes in the middle of the night, she found a thief in her room, stolen everything, and he might kill her. So when she saw him, she said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you. He couldn't move. The thief stand still. He couldn't move right or left. She took her stuff and she put it in its place. So the man said, lady, you take everything. Please let me go. She said to him, I'm so sorry. The teacher told us how to bind, but he didn't tell us how to lose. So I will get the teacher to lose you because I don't know what to do with you. And she said to the teacher, Would you please lose him? So the teacher and the Abuna looked to each other and said, I think you are the only one can do that. Just say the same way, same manner, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I lose you, so he will be loosed. So she said that, and the thief could be able to move. Simple faith, without anything. She learned something and she did it. But we keep thinking, is the learning which we are hearing right? And we keep reading a lot of stuff out of the church and a lot of stuff that makes our mind complicated more than it's complicated. And we keep saying, why I don't have faith? Faith is very simple and very easy. Trust me, I've seen people that their faith is amazing. I remember that we were in Africa all days, and we had to serve a tribe which is very, they were not easy to be served. They're good during the daytime, but in the evening, they're very dangerous. So we had to go to them in the day, during the daytime. And with me had to one of from another nice tribe. So one day we went there to serve them. On our way back, I found the car filled with smoke and the engine stuck. So I went to look. I found there is no drop of water in the radiator and I can't move. We were in the middle of the jungle. So I said to him, to the guy with me, he's a nice guy, he's my deacon. I said to him, Sam, I'm so sorry. We'll have adventure tonight. We'll sleep over here in the car. He said, what? I said, yeah, it's adventure, isn't it? He said, Father, you don't understand anything. We have to move now, now. I said, we can't. The car has no water and I don't have any water. He said, Father, I'm so sorry. I have to kill you now. What? Kill me? No, you are kidding. He said, no, I'm not kidding. Because you brought me here. You will live. You might live and I will die. No. I'll kill you, then I will wait for my destiny. I said, why will die? We are okay. I said, you don't understand anything. We are in the middle of the jungle. A lion can kill us at any time. A hyena can come and eat us. You don't understand. And if there is nothing, an elephant, while they're going, they will smash us in our car. And before all that, the Mau Mau, the tribe which we were with, they're coming now from this road, and they will kill me because I'm not from their tribe. But they might keep you alive to take a ransom from your church. So I'm so sorry. I'll kill you first. I said, Sam, don't you have faith? He said, no. What? You're my deacon. You have faith. He said, no, I don't have now. Do you have faith, Father? I said, yeah. He said, okay. What? You have faith in what? I said that the Lord will keep us. No lion will eat us. No tiger will kill us. Nothing will happen. We'll be safe. And the people of Mau Mau will not kill us. He said, you have faith in all that? I said, yeah. He said, okay, the same faith can move the broken car, isn't it? So move it. I'll give you 5 minutes to move the car. I said, but, he said, sorry, Father, there is no but. Either to move the car or I will kill you. 5 minutes. So I start praying the litany of broken cars. There is no litany of broken cars, but I invented at that time. Then, after I finished, I make the sign of the cross and I started the engine. The engine started. And we kept going for 37 kilometers without a drop of water, and it wasn't a paved road. It was that just to have to uphill, downhill, all the road until we reached there. And when we reached there, he bowed down and said, "Sorry, Father, now I have faith." And trust me, I've seen his faith later better than any of us. One day they were drowning, and there was no rain at all. And he gathered the congregation and said, "Guys, we have faith. Let us pray until the rain comes." And the rain started with his prayer. He became a very strong, faithful guy. Faith is amazing. It can move mountain, as Jesus said. The faith of Saint Mary that accepted that the Lord to come into her womb. This is the faith. And the faith makes your heart always in heaven, not on earth. What you are thinking from the morning till the evening, what do you think about? Everything. You think about your daughters, your sons, your grandchildren, your friends, your parents, your study, your work, your boss, everything, except one thing, heaven. We forgot. We always forget to think about heaven and eternity. And even it comes to our mind, it hits our mind, we say, no, not now, I'm still young, no problem. I always say that a lot of people come for me from around the world, everywhere in the world, and they keep, even they are old, but they keep saying, "Pray for me, Abuna, to be cured." To be cured? I wish that somebody come and say, "Pray for me, Abuna, to go to heaven. My heart is there. I want to be in heaven." And this is what happened with me. You might heard it on social media, but that a few years ago, it happened that somebody told me to come and pray for his theta. So I went to pray his theta. I asked him, "How old is your theta?" He said, "We stopped counting after 95. I said, "Wow, did you stop for a long time?" He said, "Yeah, not less than 5 years." "Wow. Your theta is 100 years. That's great." So I went there to see her, and I found her that she's almost dead. She was very, very skinny, and she was in coma. So I felt so sorry for her. I said to them, "Can I pray for her to go to heaven?" They said, "Abuna, we asked you to come and cure her. You want to kill her?" I said, "No. I mean, it's better for her to be in heaven than she is. Look at her. Was she a good lady?" They said, "Abuna, she is a very good lady. She never hurt a feeling of one person." I said, "That's good. So let her go to heaven." And I kept convincing them until they're convinced. They said, "Okay, Abuna, pray for her to go to heaven." So I was thinking, there is no prayer in our church to put somebody into heaven. I mean, to let somebody die. I mean, it was new for me. So I said, "I will make a combination of prayers, mixed prayers, like a litany of departure with part of the funeral, maybe it will come, and also the absolution." This mixed, it can work with that type of people that they are in coma, she's over 100, she is okay to go. So I laid my hand on her head to pray. I forgot all the prayers. I didn't remember anything. I said, "Lord, I am a very old priest. Remind me of any prayer, please." Nothing. At the end, God reminded me of unction of the sick. I said, "Not sick, Lord. I want departure." No way. Once, twice, three times. No way. Every time I come to pray, the unction of the litany of departure, it changed in my mind to unction of the sick. So, okay, Lord, this is up to you. I prayed for her unction of the sick, and I anointed her with the oil. They were crying, "Abuna, is she going to die?" I said, "No, I don't think. Your theta wants to stay more." So after I left, half an hour, they called me, Abuna, you made a miracle. Tita came back to life. She's eating, she's moving. Even she doesn't need physiotherapy. After all that, I said, I made no miracles. Actually, your Tita made the miracles. I was intending to pray something else. So after 10 days, they asked me to go and pray for her again. So I said to them, what would you like me to pray for? They said, feel free, Abuna, whatever. So I laid my hand on her head to pray the same prayers like last time. So I remembered all the prayers. I said, wow, she's gonna leave today. So after I prayed for her, I went to the other side of the bed. She was on her left side of the bed, on the edge. So I went behind her to the other side and I said to them, take her blessing because she might go to heaven today or tomorrow. They kept weeping, crying, kissing her hands, her feet, and I didn't like to hear somebody crying. So I start praying. I said, Lord, if they want her to stay, why you don't let her stay? You give her 10 days. Give her another 10 years. You are very rich. And if your angel is in the room or in the area and he wants to take somebody with him to heaven, don't take her, take me instead. I'm a monk, nobody wants me and I don't want anybody. So it's my chance. And I kept praying very hard until I felt that I'm gonna die. I felt it so clear that I will fall now. While this is my feelings, I came to the peak of that feeling. The lady opened her eyes, looked at me to the other side, and said, don't say that, I wanna go, not you, please, I wanna go, I am the one who wanna go. She scared me. I said, Bissalam, it's okay. God be with you, no problem. So everyone asked me, from her children, her grandchildren, grand-grandchildren, Abuna, what's going on? I said, nothing, me and Tita are inviting each other to heaven. So they said, no, Abuna, don't say that. I said, it's okay, she already gone. And when they looked at her, they found her already departed. Why that lady knew the prayer in my heart? Because she was a saint. Why that lady was fighting with me? Because she wanna go. And this is the truth. Those who believe in God, they believe in heaven. Those who believe in Him, they believe in everything about Him. So if you have faith, you will keep thinking about heaven. If you have faith, you will fear nothing in this world. If you have faith, even all the tribulation comes to you, you will be strong enough to come over all the obstacles going in the way to heaven. May the Lord God give us the faith of Saint Mary. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.